DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm James.
I'm Dan.
I'm Sam.
Goddess. Wow, it's like we practiced that.
That worked out really well, you guys. This time.
Very proud of us. Very proud of us.
Don't worry, we'll fuck it up next week.
Guaranteed we will. Especially if we add Bryce or Jim, because, you know.
Yeah, those guys just fuck up everything.
They really do.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
They're kind of messing up my whole shtick.
So we've had kind of a really big week, and I think we kind of owe it to ourselves and to our one listener to discuss it.
Thinking of you, buddy.
But I promise we're not going to take up the whole show with this. It's just too depressing.
At least I hope not.
There's a lot to talk about and a lot to unpack.
There really is. And okay, you know what? I'm going to rescind my promise because I realize...
As opposed to unpacking this one at a time, how about we just take the box, open it up, upend
it,
dump it on the ground,
into
a corner, and forget it ever happened.
No, I think we just take the box, find the nearest incinerator, put it in the incinerator, walk away, and talk about something else.
Right? Well, I suppose it does require some addressing, albeit.
It's like a giant elephant in the room.
It really is. But here's the thing. This was pointed out to me Saturday, I think it was. No, Friday. I'm sorry. It's pointed out to me Friday because I talked to you and our bass player, Daniel, about it.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the midst of a huge historical change.
Yeah.
And change is never pretty. Change is never easy, and change is never, ever painless. We are in the most painful, destructive point in American history right now, but a huge change is going to come out of this. And it's really, we're really going to tell how much of a change come November 6th, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this change is really kind of on the shoulders of women in this country. The movement started last year with Me Too.
Right.
And all of that stuff. And it's a great movement and I support it fully. I've never been behind or understood the, for lack of a better term, the rape culture.
Fair enough.
And I think...
I mean, I thought boys would be boys. Didn't you guys go around... You know, putting your genitals in faces and
yeah, but it was usually, you know, my friends, like, you know.
Yeah.
What boys didn't do that? I mean, come on.
Totally. I mean, yeah, that was the better part of high school for me. I mean, that's how I passed all my classes. Apparently, my teachers liked it. I don't know.
Now I worry about the nude show. People are going to come out and be like, they forced the girls to be in it, and I was very offended that I saw a penis today.
A penis.
See, and that's make the point perfectly. It's like we're now in this phase in our culture where it's like, I don't know when it started, but like nudity is really, really frowned upon. The whole breastfeeding mothers.
Right.
I mean, that whole, well, like...
To be fair, in the U.S., I mean, it's not even fair, it sucks, but in the U.S., it's always been that way. Like,
right, it's always been more of a taboo.
Sex and nudity is like, oh my gosh, well, it comes in waves, right? So you had the 30, you had, like, the 20s and 30s with flappers and, like, a little more sexually free, and then you had the 40s and 50s that were super repressed. The 60s, 70s, a little more free. The 80s were a little crazy. 90s were just like, what? And now it's you just can't do anything, say, you know, anything.
And it's strange, too, because when I was growing up, you know, source material for entertainment purposes was really hard to come by, and then I found out about the Page 3 girl in the UK. They have a newsletter that came out every week, and on page 3, there was always some sort of fully nude woman. Always. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, that's kind of weird, and kind of figured it was a one-off. But, you know, I've come to understand it. The U.S. is by far as I can tell, one of the more prudish countries out there.
Yep.
I mean, we're not Middle Eastern as far
as
prudishness goes. But, yeah, I mean, we're...
As far as, like, what you would consider, I guess, first world countries go, we're kind of top of the prude list. As far as, you know, seeing the naked form of a human being seems to be an offensive sort to somebody. And they'll always voice it as loud as possible. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I understand that there are some people who would rather not see the naked body of somebody. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I've always been on the side where I just don't care. It's like, if you wanted to walk around assed out naked, you go right on ahead. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, it really, it's never really bothered me.
Right.
You know?
It's like the naked bike ride. It's like, I remember I was driving up in the hills, and my wife was sitting next to me, and she's like, oh no, they're coming by! And I was like, and? Like, so what? It's a bunch of people riding their bikes through Portland. The only thing different about it is they're all without clothes.
And see, here's what I'm thinking, though, is... I honestly believe that our outlook on nakedness has progressed enough to, not totally, but enough to where we're like, okay, majority of America's like, hey, if you want to be naked, be naked. But I think that mentality is also kind of, up until now, kind of leaned towards like, oh, well, you know, rape's just a thing that happens.
Right.
You know?
And again,
that's... I remember in the 90s when I started going to bars and stuff, it was like the date rape drug was so prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it'd been around before that, but I mean, roofies and stuff, I mean, that was a huge thing. It was like it exploded, you know, from the time I was like 21 until I was like 26, 27, and then it just kind of, I stopped hearing about it.
Yeah, you stopped hearing about it, but it didn't stop happening.
No, I didn't say it didn't stop happening, yeah, but it was you know, maybe they thought, it was like, well, you know, we spent the last 4 or 5 years, you know, trying to make people aware, you know, if they're not aware, fuck them, you know, they deserve to get raped.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the casting couch mentality, that's been happening since like the 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's just like, it was a thing that was never talked about until now. I mean, doesn't that seem kind of shady?
Just a bit.
Just a skosh.
And I think maybe it's like in the last 20 or 30 years, it's gotten to the point where it's like, hey, if you do talk about it, your career's fucked.
Yeah. You know? And I don't know. I mean, I think... Now, this is kind of blowing off in a different direction a little bit, but I feel like there are a large mass of people who are far too self-privileged in the respects they believe, you know, things owed to them are higher than they really are. And I think that's what ends up happening is... they start taking things that do not belong to them.
And see, now we're seeing not the punishment. We're seeing what happens when that's called into question, or that's, you know, people can't hold that up anymore and say, you know, oh, that was just the time, or that was... No. You have to pay for your sins. Yeah. And the beauty was... and. In case you've lived under a rock, we're really kind of leading up to the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, which took place last week.
Right.
And what you saw when you saw Brett Kavanaugh on the stand, for lack of a better word, was the questioning or the attempt to take away rich white man privilege. The way that guy screamed and fought was what happens when someone says, no, you can't do that anymore. Which, and this guy going, well, that's always been the way.
Yeah, no.
Not anymore.
Well.
Things are changing. Okay. Times are changing. Get with it or get rolled over. Another thing, too, is that you're seeing privileged, rich white men who have done things for so long, the Republican Party, who
subtle, James, subtle.
Who are looking around and seeing, we're all old. Our way is dying off with each one of us. And there's no one in the younger generation that believes the same as we do. So we've got to really dig in and solidify our legacy here because, you know, it's getting voted out. We can't have that.
Yeah.
Change is hard. And yeah. And the ones that fight the hardest for the change are kind of the ones who are going to lose it. You know, their way of life is dying out with them.
Right.
You know, it's a shame, but you know what? If you don't get with the times and if you don't open your mind to other ideas and other ways of thinking, because, and Danny, you and I kind of had a sort of discussion, but we as a people evolve.
Oh, yeah.
And we're evolving with our mentality and our outlook on life. And these fucking rich old white guys who are in the business of control are losing that control and they don't like it.
Yeah. And to be fair, I mean, I would wish them a grandmaster. Well, fuck you.
giant middle finger to y'all.
Giant middle finger to every last one of you. But again, it's a shame that things have gone the way they have for so long and been so unnoticed for so long, or rather not directly
talked about,
addressed. Yeah. And I think it's a good step in the right direction that we're starting to bring these otherwise untouchable individuals on point. Mm. Although my concern is that, you know, Squirrel's going to find a way to run, but still, I don't know. I'm it's overly depressing.
It is super exasperating. Just like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, then there's the people that just don't quite understand why women are upset. It's like...
Well, that's the big problem, is that, you know, people aren't understanding why women are upset. And it's like, hello?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, I stand with you guys. I mean, I love the ladies. I don't want anything bad to happen to one of them. But and I've had this conversation. It's like, well, I just don't understand. I said, well, yeah, you're not a woman. You don't get, you know, I mean, a man can understand sexual assault, absolutely.
All right.
But from a female, but, God, I don't know. I may have just talked myself into a corner here. So,
it's a difficult thing to understand.
It's reported way less when a man is assaulted.
Yeah, because no man wants to go.
Nobody wants to own that.
You know, as embarrassing and just difficult it is for a woman who is sexually assaulted to go and report it. It's embarrassing. It's a horrible thing for a woman to go through, mm-hmm. and then have to report it. You know, that's the number one reason that women don't go to report it, is because they're terrified. And they're embarrassed.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to be. They're scared of not being believed. They're scared of repercussion because, yep. Hey, you spoke out against someone else. Like, why would you? You know, why would you do that?
Well, just generally speaking, not even talking about these rich fucking white guys. Just a
general
sexual assault. Uh-huh. It is the worst thing. Okay, let's just break it down. In high school. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but there is a rising number of sexual assaults that happen to girls in high school. College, same thing. It's just right. The number grows. And those girls have to continue to go to school with other people. And they don't – if they report it, then it's like out there. It's like everyone knows that I got – this happened to me.
Right.
And they're fucking embarrassed.
Hi.
But if they don't, then they're holding that in, and it's like they feel weak and they feel like just violated. But then you add it on. Okay, like take that and then add on top of the humiliation that everyone knows now.
Right.
In college it's the same, and then it, you know, it's ever expanded. As you know, they're it is a terrible thing to put anyone through. Mm-hmm. And it really does affect all facets of their life. Then you take it into, say, Hollywood. Young up-and-coming actress. She gets an audition for this great part, and she thinks her life's going to change. And, well, yeah, you can have this part if, you know, No. No, I'm not going to do that for... Well, then you'll never work in this town. And that's it. Their career's over.
Yep.
Or they do it, and they get the part.
And it still doesn't go anywhere.
But, yeah, the...
And now they're...
The TV show or the movie just flops, right. And then, you know, she's... Now she's got this stigma of, like, well, if I want any other part, I'm going to have to do that, and...
Mm-hmm. And that, again, is one of those things where it's, you know... Comes down to shiesty monsters. It's the best way to put a name on them.
It's men in positions of power taking advantage of their position.
Yep.
And it's, but it, again, it's changing. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 10 years last week.
To be fair, I kind of felt like that one was a little on the weak side as far as his sentence. Granted, he probably won't live to see the end of his 10-year sentence, but
my understanding, and don't you know, live and die by this, but my understanding is he got 10 years. At 3 years, I think he's up for parole. He will probably get it because he's frail. Regardless, his legacy is just obliterated.
Right.
You know?
There is a...
That's going to be more painful. That's more painful to him.
Well, not just him, but his family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's more painful to them than the sentence.
So, I'm a man destroyed. Harvey Weinstein. I believe he's going to jail. I can't remember for sure, but I do know that he went to court over it. But here's his career's ruined. Kevin Spacey, career ruined. All these guys that are coming up, you know, all this stuff coming out, their careers are over now. Regardless of what happened, they are having to face what they put these women, or in Kevin Spacey's case, these young men through, you know?
Yeah.
So, the last bastion of this now is politics. And now we've got all these rich, privileged white men who have all these allegations, and Kavanaugh might be the first fall guy.
Possible.
I mean, now there's this FBI probe, but it's super limited in scope, which is, you know, terrifying. But two things could potentially happen. Either he gets on the Supreme Court, which is the most likely, unfortunately, but he's always going to have this stigma over him. And every case that he sits on, there's going to be this stigma.
Yeah.
Or... FBI comes out and says, no, all these allegations are true. And Trump is forced to go, because he's under immense pressure right now, Trump is forced to go, okay, you know what? We got to pull this guy. It's not going to work. And Trump's already feeling the walls closing in from so much other stuff.
Right.
And he's starting to buckle on the Kavanaugh stuff. I mean, he's still presenting kind of a united front, but there's been... mutterings about he might consider pulling the nomination. I doubt it. Kavanaugh is his golden goose. He needs Kavanaugh in.
Right.
But it's, I mean, that little nugget of a chance is there. We'll find out at the end of this week, but it's still so crazy that it's like this whole culture is now crumbling underneath these guys, and they're all going to be made to pay. Whether it be losing their seats, whether it be jail time for some of them. I mean, again, it's a huge change that's happening here. I honestly believe that in the next 10 years, we're going to see far more women in government. And I think that's a great thing.
Well, and again, I've always been for that notion. I will say, I just want to see decent human beings in politics. You know, people who are out for the better interest of the people that they govern. So, I mean, men, women, race, color, creed, I really don't care unless you're doing the job well. That's all I really give a shit about.
See, I honestly think that women are just sick and tired of men telling them what they can do with their reproductive organs.
Right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Figured I'd have our female chime in on that one.
She found a great YouTube video. She was only half listening.
That's okay.
No, but
I'm deleting all the memes I have saved on my phone, so.
Good call.
No, but as a woman, Sam, I mean, am I wrong? Are you just, what right does a man, a rich white man, have to tell you whether or not, what you can do with your ovaries?
Exactly. None whatsoever. I don't think anyone has the right to tell you what to do with your body at all. I think Kamala Harris, who during his confirmation hearing before all of this asked him, and I loved this, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, is you know, Judge Kavanaugh, are there any laws that you know of regarding a man's body? She had to ask it twice, and he was like, none that I know of. And she was like, okay, thanks.
Let's see, don't and stick your like, penis boom. In a waffle iron. No, that's just kind of a...
Common knowledge. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Let's see.
Pretty
it,
sure you can't tie your testicles around a flagpole at midnight.
No, that's pretty much just common knowledge.
Maybe that's just what I did in high school.
Oh, never tattoo an ex-girlfriend's name. No, that's just common sense, too.
Not a law.
Hang on, right. I've got some. I know there's one. Let's see. Stuffing things in it. No, that's not.
Putting a sock in your pants.
No, I think stuffing a cucumber. No, that was on Spinal Tap.
Using the toenail separator to separate your gonads. No.
Sticking an eyedropper in to suck out. No, that's not.
No, that doesn't work. Putting a stick in your pee hole.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with no. No, I don't think there's any laws.
Any whatsoever. But my thought process is there might need to be. Do not stick wood in your pee hole.
That's just common sense, man. That's just good advice.
You know somebody's done it.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be illegal.
No one currently on this show.
If it wasn't for women, you'd all be dead.
True fact. True fact.
Like that is fact. Most men will admit that. Like, I don't know what I would do. I would just sit here and starve if my, you know, I didn't have someone here to help me out. But I don't know. That's, of course, a joke. But
naturally.
But he's, I don't know. Even before all of this, I did not want him on the Supreme Court. I think he's terrible for women. He votes. He's a hardliner, you know, right wing.
Which is why they want him on.
I know. And that's exactly why we can't have him on. He's going to vote for things. He's going to be the swing decision in a lot of things. And there's nothing any of us can do about it. He's going to... They're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. That's the number one thing
conservatives want. They want to abolish Roe v. Wade.
They're going to get rid of, they're going to get rid of the investigation, the Mueller investigation. They're going to shut all of that down. They're going to say that the president cannot be bothered at all.
No,
like,
see,
he has
here's
free reign to do whatever the fuck he wants.
I think you're wrong on that, Samantha. I think having Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court means they can allow the Mueller investigation to unfold because now Trump has a guy who will pardon him.
Who will allow him to pardon himself. I mean, that's,
exactly.
And I guess I should have said that better, but you're absolutely right, because that's the point I wanted to get at, was either way, no matter what the investigation finds, Trump is off the hook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's free and clear if he gets on. So.
Well, and that was what I was saying from the beginning. It's like even under the understanding that they found something, they were going to find a way to get around it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, and this whole thing just screams to me of conspiracy. This is Trump knowing that he's done. He knows he's probably got enough inside information from the investigation to know that they've got him.
Probably.
Well, he declassified all the information and didn't read any of it.
No, but someone read it, and someone went, Don, you got a problem.
You're an idiot.
Broski.
Bro.
Where do you get skis with Kavanaugh?
Okay, just Donald. Say,
bro.
Donald, I need you to sit down.
Got
focus.
Some trouble,
Don,
bro.
I got you a Big
Don,
Mac.
Don, bro, we need to talk.
Don, bro, calm down, bro. I got you a Big Mac, bro.
Here's a Big Mac. We're kind of fucked here. Here's what's going to happen. You enjoying that cheeseburger? I knew you would. Okay, listen. Focus. Donald, look at me.
Focus on that cheeseburger.
Focus. Fox and Friends. There we go.
Where's my Happy Meal toy?
Listen, Don. Don, you listening? Don, because you got to say his name. Otherwise.
Donner! Damn it, Donnie.
You know what, Donnie? Shut the fuck up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
You're cutting into executive time. Fox and Friends is on, and I want to watch some golf before Betty Bye.
Oh, no.
Melania said I could see her naked.
Bring me Melania.
Melania said I can see her naked before I go to Betty Bye. I'm really
but
looking forward
touch
to that.
I can't touch because my hands are greasy from my burger.
Wow.
Did you guys happen to see him during the UN?
Yeah.
I saw a little bit.
Laughed at?
No, even before the laughed at thing, that guy is looking so tired. Everything is unraveling so much. The job itself stresses out anyone who's in
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's not doing the job.
But see, that's
the crazy part.
And that's why this was so...
absolutely nothing. The only thing he does is campaign, because that's fun to him.
And that's why this was so surprising. It's like the threat of jail is hanging over his head so bad. His eyes were swollen, almost swollen shut and purple. His toupee is thinning. Which I don't know how it's possible.
How do you have to be for your fake hair to thin?
But yeah, like, I could see his scalp so well. And he's not so orange. Like, he hasn't had time to spray tan. And that's got to be killing him. He looks,
chink in my
his
dance,
face
dance
looks swollen. I mean, he just looks horrendous. And all I could do was go... Like, the pressure getting to you? You know, you could resign.
Could. But
maybe
that
if
would
you
be
resigned,
he was wrong.
Maybe if he resigned and left the country and went to Russia to hang out with his buddy Pooty Poop.
Pooty Poop.
Pooty Poop.
One little Pooty Poop.
Don Bro and Pooty. Here we go.
Don Bro and Pooty.
See, Sheila doesn't like him either.
Nope,
Shira
does not like
Shira
him.
Shira does not
Sheila?
I said Shira. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, and that's the sucky part is he would never own.
Hi, Sheila. All right. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Other guys, if you have not seen that movie, you need to see it. They see it. They see a person outside, so they're barking at him.
Ah. Good job.
They're just telling that person, my mom's on Not Another Podcast.
Go away.
Shut up.
You don't want to hear this.
Keep it down.
But yeah, every president within the first couple of years, I mean, you see, you know, how it's aging them. But this guy's like... like, even his makeup is not covering how bad. Like, he was looking at the camera, but I was like, are his eyes swollen shut, or is he just, like, squinting? Like, I don't know what's going on here. So, it was really and then,
yeah. Yeah, he does look pretty haggard right
now. And then the UN laughed at him, and my thought was, hi, Shira. My thought was, everyone at the UN has just heard about this guy, and then they finally, you know, go to the UN and they see it, and they're like, oh my God, they weren't lying. He's
exactly what
he's
they
a
said.
Flaming bag of turd. And his response is like, well, that's not the response I was expecting. And then the next day he was like, oh yeah, that's I wrote as a joke.
Right.
It's not that funny. The worst part about it is it's not funny.
Like, what a nut job. Oh, my God.
But how great is the UN? Is like, I have done more things in this administration than any president.
It's not funny. Have you guys read about the letters?
What?
The beautiful letters from North Korea from Kim Jong-un and that they have fallen in love?
Oh, there's such a bromance there.
What is happening?
Well...
Kim.
If this presidency doesn't end with a wedding, I'm going to be very upset.
This daytime soap opera is not going the direction I want it to.
Kim is my best bud. We're going to hang
it
out.
Is a daytime
We're going to fly kites together.
So it'll be Kim, Putin, or little Pooty Poo, and Don Brew. Got it.
Oh, it's a true Devil's Three Way. The Devil's Triangle.
Kim, Kim, Poo, and you Poo, can't, Don
you
Bruce.
Cannot convince me that Donald is not a power bottom.
Oh my gosh! So I watched the entire thing 2 days at work. I've barely gotten done.
That just hit me. The reason Trump is so egomaniacal and everything, he's a power bottom, and the only way he can show like his alpha male is you know to talk tough because in the bedroom he's getting railed.
Why do I get the impression Poo Poo's the
usually,
top hard?
I mean, that's not far off. I could definitely get on that theory because usually you're the opposite in bed of how you are in life. Like I'm about to get very personal.
Do it.
I'm very outspoken.
Shut up.
I'm
want to hear this.
You know, I'm aggressive. My boyfriend says, that I'm very like forward. I'll go up to anyone and talk to them. I'll ask people questions, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. He says I'm brash. My boyfriend says I'm brash, and I'm like, psh, whatever.
Yeah, but you can get a cream and get that taken care of. Oh, brash! I thought you said you had a rash.
I need some cream for my brash.
For my brash.
So,
brashish cream.
But in bed, I love the submissive side, so I'm definitely more submissive.
Someone's getting a spanking tonight.
So Kavanaugh is very he's so aggressive and not in a good way. He's aggressive in a rapey way. So now I don't know if he did it. I can't say yes or no. Whatever the FBI comes back with, we're going to have to accept. He shouldn't be there even before all of this. I had a point and it derailed. I'm sorry. But I watched the entire thing. I was at work. I had it on my phone. I watched the entire thing live. And my friend was like, oh my gosh, I'm missing it. I can't believe it. I'm so mad. Because she's a lesbian. She has a wife. I mean, there's so many rights for LGBTQ that are probably going to go away too because of him.
Yeah, if he gets his way, and the Republicans
and
get their way.
I was pinging her live updates. Like we have internal like IM, so I was pinging her updates, you know, through the whole thing. Like this is what happened. So she'd come back to her desk and like read a block of text. But it's scary. It's scary for a lot of people.
See, I didn't get to see all of the Kavanaugh stuff. I watched the whole Blasey Ford testimony, and my God, hats off to that woman. I have never seen more courage in one person in my life. All
right.
The way she went through her whole spiel, and then they started asking her questions, and she backed everything up with like scientific, you know. I mean, she just threw the knowledge at them. It's like, you know, and they tried to stomp on her. And this, like, the more that they questioned her, the more she just rode over them. You know, it's like, I don't know what their whole plan was to, you know, prove her to be not credible or show her as not credible. But she came off completely credible to me. I believe right. that what yeah. she said happened. I believe that the people she said was there.
Why?
You know?
And again, Brownie points to her for holding her ground.
But what I do know about Kavanaugh is that...
Explosive temperature and he likes beer.
Well, I know he likes beer.
like beers. We drink beers.
But
beers.
His...
I like beer.
I don't know if you could hear that, but Brie in the background, my wife, I like beer. Uh-huh. It sounded just like him. It was weird. It was like listening to a mirror.
Did you guys watch the Matt Damon?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was really great.
What?
But no, the one thing I do know about Kavanaugh during his testimony was he had a tendency to talk circles. And Samantha, and you and I have firsthand knowledge of how this works. But when he was asked a question he didn't have an answer to or didn't want to answer, he would talk circles. Uh-huh. And there was a couple people that said, well, you haven't answered my question.
To be fair, that's kind of a politician move for the most part. Oh, baffle them with bullshit. But unfortunately, nobody was buying.
Yeah.
Well,
not this
fortunately,
time.
Yeah. Nobody was buying.
So,
but still, that's a technique.
So
that's
obvious when someone's
often.
Doing it. Like he was blatantly out there doing it. He wasn't trying to hide the fact that he was just trying to BS. You know, it's he went full on Trump, and I do blame Trump for his like outrageous aggressive.
Do you think Kavanaugh got a pep talk from Trump before he went on?
Well, no, possibly.
Okay,
Brad.
Here's what I want you to do.
He was with Pence watching, but he also said that he didn't watch any of Christine Blasey Ford's.
Oh, of course not.
So I don't know which one's true. I haven't corroborated.
No, I think that's true. I don't think he watched any of Blasey Ford because that would have been.
That would have gotten into his head.
Yeah.
Totally. And we would have saw just a tweet storm. Mm-hmm. And that would have killed him.
I blame Trump. They probably... I blame Trump for his behavior because he was, you know, cool as a cucumber during his Fox interview. And then Trump came out and criticized him that he looks weak and, like, he doesn't look like a man and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, he
Trump's
came out
handler
swinging.
Probably stole his phone and turned off all the electricity in every room.
They probably
he was
kept
in.
Him out away from any sort of televisions. And, you know, just waving just shiny objects in front of him and cheeseburgers. And
just to stop know. Him from saying something.
And then Kavanaugh went on. And he was like, go for it. You can watch Kavanaugh.
Right.
Well, but, yeah.
Apparently Trump did watch Ford. And then he was upset that no one told him how credible she was.
Ha ha. Sucks to be you. Fucking retard.
I will say his handlers are doing a really good job of preventing him from tweeting anything bad about her, because he would be crucified.
The end of it. Right?
Well, he's doing he is doing it though. He's doing it in a roundabout way. He's
yeah, but it's nowhere. It's nowhere near what he wants to do.
He's criticizing women who come out, who speak out, not just against him, but against anyone that he is associated with, which in turn speaks to everyone in it speaks to all women that have been. Through a situation like this.
Well, undoubtedly.
But
I mean, that's...
Believed or not.
But that's been his M.O. for years.
Right away, and I had all the support in the world. I had my command had my back the entire time. We went right to legal. We got everything rolling right away, and they were with me every step of the way. So, the person that I had my situation with got his due, but... not everyone is lucky enough. And how sad is it that I'm lucky that I had support? I'm lucky. Mm. I consider myself lucky that when that happened to me, I had people behind me to help and believed me.
Albeit I'm
so
very happy
when
you
rape
did.
Comes, when rape is considered, I'm the lucky one because I had people.
Yeah.
Right.
Most
and
people
And I hear
don't.
What you're saying, that... Albeit I am happy that you did have support at the time, it is a sad notion that we have to consider you lucky for that situation.
Yep.
And see, again, I think we are on the cusp of major change.
Here's hoping. Hoping that it's change for the better and not just
same. I have absolutely no doubt that it's... We're not done. I mean, this change is never overnight. We've got years
right,
for
course.
This to go through, but we're on the razor's edge now with this. Shit's gonna change regardless of what Republicans do, conservatives do, rich white men do. It's gonna change. Women and people like Danny and I, we're sick of it. We're fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
And the only way change happens is through voting. And I think that this year especially. After the last 2 years, major change is coming. November 6th is the time to get your voice to be heard. Republicans are trying so hard to rally their base to go to the polls. Democrats aren't having to because we're going. We're registering in huge numbers.
Just kind of a quick little shout out to those very, very few poor, unfortunate souls who deem this show worthy enough to listen to. If you're not registered, please, for the love of God.
Look,
do it.
I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care what your politics are, what your religion is,
your voice,
your gender.
It makes a difference to have everyone's
voice. We don't have
heard.
To agree.
Right. But that's what voting is for.
All I want you to do is go out and vote your heart.
Exactly.
Whatever that is.
You are
not wrong when you vote.
Yeah, and when you vote for who you feel is in your best interest, then you're doing a service. You're doing, what I would consider, and I hate saying this, but your only real American duty is to vote.
The only way your voice can be heard
exactly
is by voting. And that's why it's so important this November to vote.
And I, too, understand a lot of people's mentalities as far as voting is concerned, because a lot of the times it feels very much so that
it feels futile.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Or even when we do win popular votes, it goes in the other direction because we got rich old fat fucks who decide that they're the ones who know better for
us. We've got a system that's broken right now, but we're in the process
right
of fixing it.
But we have to be participants in order for that to really shine through.
I used to think when I was younger that voting didn't matter. But as I've gotten older and as I've participated in elections and done my civic duty, I understand that, yeah, my voice is one in a couple million.
Yeah.
But it's still a voice that needs to be heard.
Yep.
Just like the other side. I don't agree with them a lot of time. I think what they're doing currently is shady as fuck. But I'm also not going to stand by and say, oh, Democrats are, you know, innocent.
Who knows?
They've done some shit, too.
Both sides are really jacked right now.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, I've always given the benefit of the doubt to both sides, but in the respects of right now, we got a world of shit just sitting.
I honestly think both sides have good ideas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Both sides have good ideas. The problem is having both sides come together
and understand
and compromising and realizing what necessarily is good for the country isn't one or the other, but maybe a little of both.
Right.
And I think right now that the hardcore conservatives are so ingrained and they so want America to be like it was in 1945 through 1955. And they don't understand that
doesn't work
as
that
time
way.
Changes, so does mentality. And mentality has changed so far from what it was then, there's no going back to it, no matter how much you try.
Oh, yeah, no, the Pandora's box has been opened a long time.
Yeah, and I think we're on the cusp of the pendulum swinging back the other way. And it's happening a lot faster than it did at the end of George W. Bush into Obama. It took 8 years for the pendulum to swing over to the Republican side, but now it's like the Republicans have taken it and they've actually kind of swung it over the top, so it's going back. It swung too far, guys. We gotta
kick with your legs.
So
that party is not even recognizable anymore. They are not Republicans. They are Trumpians.
Yeah.
They're not Republicans. Yeah. Sorry. Ben Sasse was like, this is not my party. I don't know what the hell is happening. I'm going to go be an independent.
Yeah, it was very, very evident when a lot of people started jumping ship after the elections. You know, it was like, oh, wait a minute.
Follow the rats. They know when a ship is going down.
But I think our official stance on the show is Republican, Democrat, independent. No matter where you stand on the issue, just vote. You're not wrong if you vote.
Yep. Just make your voice heard.
And when you do get into a discussion with someone who doesn't necessarily agree with you, don't be a douche.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. It's okay to disagree with people about politics.
They have just as
politics.
Much of a right to their opinion as you do yours. And if the two of you can sit down and have a adult discussion,
you might actually get somewhere with one.
And, like we always say on the show, present tangible facts that can be checked.
Right.
Not just shit that you saw on your Facebook feed from some meme or some bullshit like that. Actual legitimate facts that the other person can look up and go, oh, okay, I was mistaken on this.
But even more so than that, at that
you may
rate,
not change
just
minds.
Just be aware
but
that
you'll get them to think, and that's the important thing.
And one of the big things that I always try to stress to people who talk politics, like when I'm not on this show, because to be quite fair, I try to avoid talking politics.
I think we all
like
do.
The plague. But the main thing that I'd go into conversations like that is there are so many different opinions when it comes to all aspects of politics that it's almost impossible to be right. And that's something that people need to go into conversations about politics understanding. Although you may feel very passionate one way, know that the other side feels very passionately in their way, and by definition makes your way wrong to them.
Yeah.
So just know that when you talk politics with anybody, have a conversation with someone. Be open to suggestion. Be open to the idea that you could be wrong. Given enough evidence and facts, you could be wrong. That being said, still feel free to be passionate about how you feel on certain standpoints and where you come from. But at the same time, just like James said, don't be a dick.
And if you do find out you're wrong...
another person is being a dick, just walk away.
Yeah, just know that it's not going to matter.
You're never going... They're bolstering and blustering because they see Trump doing it and they think that it's valid. Just walk away from that shit.
And if you do find out you're wrong, accept it. It's okay to be wrong.
It really is. It's not going to make your life less because
you're
wrong.
It's called education. You learn from your mistakes and you move on. You become a better person. Accept the idea that your way of thinking could be wrong.
Exactly.
I think I just said that.
And also understand that when you find out you're wrong, you may be learning your way into a broader outlook on life and the world.
If you expand your ability to understand that simple concept, it does make things much more open. It allows you to perceive things from a different point of view. It allows you to see the world from a different perspective, which, to be fair, if we're never changing our perspectives, the world never changes for us. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the way things work. The world is always changing. The world is always evolving. It's always rolling. It's always moving. We're constantly cascading through empty nothingness. And nothing is ever going to be the same.
Let me throw this idea out to Trump's base. I know none of them are listening to this show.
They hate our guts.
You have a woman on here? I'm not listening.
To those of you who do listen to this show and you know hardcore Trump supporters, present this idea. Trump's slogan was "Make America Great Again." If you want to make America great again, you need to open your mind and accept the idea that the guy you rally around could be wrong. And if he could be wrong, that means you could be wrong.
But at that same point, that's...
And if you find out you're wrong, it's okay. Because you learn and you make America great by opening your mind to other possibilities and other trains of thought.
The only downside to that is it's three cognitive errors. In the respects that most people who do something and then later regret it will never admit it openly. And for someone to tell them that they should...
Step one, admit when you're wrong.
But that's the thing. Admitting they're wrong is harder than knowing that they were wrong. And for some people, they will never own that just out of sheer principle that it stands against everything they believe. If they could be wrong about one thing, that opens a whole floodgate of, well, what else was I wrong about? And they don't want to go down that path. So just like our good Cheeto in Chief, they'll double down and just say, I wasn't wrong. You guys are just being assholes.
Well, then we're going to help you because right now I just realized we're kind of developing our own Not Another Podcast 12-step program.
To coming to terms with your presidential candidate.
Step number one, admit to yourself.
Own it.
It's okay. It's totally okay to be
wrong. Almost guarantee you'll feel a little bit better.
A little bit. But you know what? A little bit goes a long way.
But if you're surrounding yourself by assholes that constantly scream, I fucking told you so. Okay, maybe.
You don't need those people.
You don't need them in your life. Go ahead and let them go.
They are enablers. To use 12-step.
And to use your patent-pending 12-step program from Not Another Therapy Program. Step one, admit when you fucked up. Step two, be okay with it. And the other 10 steps, you figure out as you go.
The other 10 steps we'll develop as this show continues.
We're learning them as we go,
too. Today you get step one and step two. And step number one is admit you're wrong.
Yep.
Step two,
come to terms with that. And that's okay. I'm going to do this.
Also,
like
in our
12-step
program, we won't have you have to believe in a higher power. So that's good, too.
I'm going to do this like one of those sleep therapy videos. It's okay to admit that you were wrong. And it's okay to come to terms with that. Just remember, you were duped.
Also, check drip pan.
Always check your drip pan. Menstrata is all powerful.
God damn it, you beat me to it.
Next time, visit Dancin' Dan's Meats and Tans. Ask for the Sunday special.
Oh my God.
Yeah, follow that up.
The Sunday special Trumpaloni.
The anger Trumpaloni. Must flow.
Let thine river flow red. So says Menstrata. That's the higher power that we all own to.
Send Sam, all your money to not another podcast. Send all your money.
All of it.
To not another podcast.
You don't need it.
Menstrata needs your money.
Menstrata needs all of your money.
Send your money or you will be impaled by a tampoon.
Tampoons are bad. You do not want one inside you.
Giving your money is good.
Give all of your money. It's important.
This would probably go a lot better if we weren't all giggling in the background.
That is it, right? Subliminal messages. It only works if you're not
but
laughing.
You know what? Maybe it'll work. Like, when they send their money, they'll giggle.
And I'm going to vote.
That's the name of the show.
So, Jim and Danny, I propose, since it is, we still have some time left, we shift to something else. I mean, we've already shifted a bit, but just something else more fun to talk about.
Anyone have more ideas on subliminal messaging that we can benefit from?
Herkimer is your favorite band.
Are you having trouble quitting smoking?
Is the funniest podcast in the world.
Buy Dancing Dan subliminal tapes, and you'll quit smoking in no time.
Want them now.
I think we just ended up with a new business idea.
Subliminal messages. No, it's funny, because when I was a kid, my grandmother actually had one of those, quit smoking while you sleep cassettes. And I listened to that thing, wide awake, trying to get it, and it was like three people talking.
You're not thinking about another cigarette. You do not want another cigarette.
And I was like, God, I want a cigarette.
Can you do that in Dave's voice?
You do not want another cigarette.
No, you need to do
because you do not need another cigarette. Cigarettes were born in darkness. You wish to come to the light. The smoke-free light.
I would buy those tapes.
I'd buy a pack of light cigarettes. Thanks, Bane. But yeah, no, it was weird. It was listening to that. I couldn't help but go, I actually kind of want a cigarette right now.
Right?
Can you imagine the Menstrata quit smoking tapes?
Knock it off. It smells bad.
Just knock it off for like 20
knock
minutes.
Knock it off.
Knock it off. Stop smoking. Smoking is bad. You smell disgusting. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
You're a dirty dog.
Knock it off.
You need to get down on your knees.
Knock it off.
The only way to be a slave to me is to not smoke.
Totally.
That was weird.
Yeah, yep. But that's okay.
Going
in a good direction, I feel. I think this tape is, gonna sell like hotcakes. If hotcakes sold really well these days.
Really, really moldy hotcakes.
Moldy, wet, slimy hotcakes. Yeah.
That have been out in the sun for 6 days.
Moist. In the wrong ways.
Covered in rat feces.
Ew.
How about pancakes now?
Yeah, it's weird.
And a cigarette. I don't know.
I need a cigarette and fucking flapjacks.
Cigarette and hotcakes.
Like, my birthday's in a week. What I want is a stack of pancakes with cigarettes instead of candles.
Oh, dude.
We can make that happen.
Fuck yeah. I like where
it's
this conversation
beer.
Is going.
She opens the box. Oh,
I like
they remembered.
I like beer.
Yeah, instead of syrup, it's beer.
Beer.
But it's beer. Domestic beer, right? Domestic beer?
Yeah.
Duh.
I drink American-made beer.
Anheuser-Busch. Every day.
Oh, that was the funniest damn thing.
I tweeted, I was like, I'm so proud to share a birthday with Matt Damon.
What? This is going to go from 11 to 15 real fast.
I watched it as soon as I got into work. And he just like came in and was like doing the nose sniffing. Yeah, and I'm like, what? And I just busted out laughing.
You guys think I'm mad now? You wait till I get on the Supreme Court.
I'm going to start at an 11 and I'm going to take it to 15 really quick.
The way he just chugged the water was like spilling half of it on himself.
Oh,
Jesus.
It was so good. It was so good. And the sniffing, the nose, the sniffing. The whole time Kavanaugh was doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, blow your fucking nose.
He was
nose.
Doing the same thing Trump did in the fucking debates, man. He was doing the cork snort. The cork snort.
It's a truth booger. Really wants to come out.
No, you're staying in there.
He's snorting back. Oh my god.
No, truth booger, no!
You to snort back your truth boogers. Let them out and be free.
Be free of your truth boogers.
No!
Be free of your lies. Let your truth boogers fly.
Truth booger is a part of me. It's staying in there.
Within your new subpoena tissues. Let your truth boogers out.
Now with medicated lotion. Okay, we may have to rename the show Truth Booger.
Yes! I'll take it.
Truth Booger's pretty awesome.
Yes. That's what he was trying to keep up there. Trying to make sure his truth burger got lodged.
Just imagine if he had a sneeze and that thing came out.
So I did everything you guys were accusing me of. Fuck! Damn it.
Well, okay, so let's create rules around the truth booger so we have this universe now. Is it the booger that speaks or when it dislodges? Oh,
I think it's when it dislodges it fully makes you lose your shit.
I think the truth booger is sentient. And it comes out, and it's like a little homunculus.
It just
homunculus.
Sticks on your mic, just bonk.
You did everything, and you know it.
Depending on the size of the...
it's a truth loogie.
Or how much you're hiding depends on the size of the truth booger. So the truth booger could just come out and be the size of his head.
He did it.
If Trump's
all.
Truth booger came out, his whole body would just deflate to nothing.
I was just going to say that, yeah. It just seems like he would just fly around the room like a balloon.
He would sneeze, truth booger would come out, and you'd see his body just go... It kind of sink down.
Remember
that's
me,
the
honey.
Noise. Trump truth booger. I'm so sorry. I've held it in for years.
I done fucked up a lot.
First of all, check the East River. You're gonna find 6 or 7 bodies.
Good people. Here good are the people, names all
and,
of them.
Here are the names and addresses of every woman I've ever groped, humped, dry humped, raped.
The list is pretty extensive, so let me write it down.
I've got a black book
again, truth
in a
booger.
Locker at Union Station.
Truth booger for the win.
That's so gross, but I love it.
Yeah, awesome. If Kavanaugh's truth booger is the size of his head, Trump's is definitely his whole body.
Yeah, he's just a walking loogie.
Yeah, he wouldn't even need to sneeze. Like, truth booger would just be like, I'm out of here, and like unzip Trump's body and step out of it.
No, I like the idea that he sneezes and the body makes the noise. What's the noise again?
My dog's ears just
this leathery mass just kind of falls in on itself. Mm-hmm. And the toupee kind of floats like a feather
down onto the truth booger.
Yep.
Oh, good. My hair still looks good. No, it doesn't. That's not truth.
It's never
that wasn't true.
Good.
It was never true.
This isn't my
That's
real hair.
That's how I grew
hair.
My arm. Yes.
I shaved the backs of all my enemies to make this lovely toupee.
I'm not going to lie, Sam. I'm pretty proud of Truth Booger being the name of the episode.
I'm happy with that.
You should, man. Hold that up. Hold that up high.
Truth Booger for the win.
And with that... with that, we're going to close out this episode. So sorry. But it got really good in the last 10 minutes.
Subliminal messagery and truth boogers. I mean, you know, we're keeping this show highbrow. Highbrow.
That's highbrow? Dude, lower the bar, man.
Bar's been low.
Midbrow. It's fine. Midbrow.
The bar's on the
midbrow.
Floor.
We could be like Kavanaugh's low brows.
Like half furrowed brow, maybe.
I don't know where we're going.
We're wrapping up the fucking show!
I was trying, but you keep throwing brows at me.
Now I'm going to browbeat you.
With that brow, you could.
Yes, it is prominent.
It's a powerful brow. Okay, with that, we're going to get out of here. Seriously, we're going to get out because I can't stand this anymore.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you all next week.
Send us your money.
Send us all your money.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.